Today we're going to be going into the topic of Tam Ki Ikar, and the Tosfos Tzadik Chesed Beis. Okay, so let's read the Gemara. The middle of Tzadik Chesed Beis. The Gemara asks, Mi Alpina Mina? For Hasanya, Zeru Heter, Habo Mechlalis. How can you use Zeroa B'Shela as a source for any din, a general din of Bittul, and we use the, according to one Mandama, to derive the Halacha of Shishim, the other Mandama learned the Halacha of Meyam. How can you use that as a source? The Braisa said it's a special heter which is otherwise asur. So it's a special situation of a special license, dispensation, a heter of the Torah. How can this be any source for any other halacha? Zehu, it says Zehu, this is the heter. Habo Machlalissa, something which should be asur. The Mute Mai. Doesn't this mean that you have to treat this differently than any other issue in the Torah? Amar Abaya, Abaya says, well, this is Chel Reb Yehuda. Damar min b'mina lo bato, kamash no adach bato. But this Baisa doesn't mean that Zohar B'Shela is completely different than anything else. It means, in one way, it's different. Normally, Reb Yehuda said, and a min b'mino is not butter. The Zohar B'Shela situation is a min b'mino. The Zohar is putting flavor or secretions, not flavor, secretions into the aisle through the bishul. So it's a min b'mino. Min b'mino should not be butter. How can anybody eat that aisle? Contra Yehuda. So it must be that it's a new desire, a custom, it's a special heter. Normally, min b'mino, contra Yehuda is not butter, but the Zohar B'Shela, the Torah is matir, amin v'mino. So now we might have a little bit of a discussion about that. So why not just, in general, learn that min v'mino is batal from Zohar B'Shela? You say you can use it as a to prove things. So let's learn the rule of min v'mino batal. The answer is, no. Gole rachmona v'atach medama pa'am medama soyo. The Torah says you take Dama Pan, Dama Son, Yom Kippur. Shavaya Ba'adah Dodi Ninu, both Domim are considered in the pot. In the Keli, below Bateli. So Reb Yehuda has that source that Min B'Mino is not Batal. Zohar B'Shela is granted a source that Min B'Mino is Batal, but they have another source, Dama Pan, Dama Soyer, that Min is not Batal. Mai Chazita, Figaminan Meheich, Ligma Mahai. So why did Rabbi Yehuda use the source of Dhammapur and Dhammasaur as the operative principle? That Min B'Mino is not Bata, why not use the source of Ayal Nazir, as well, B'Shela, that Min B'Mino is Bata? You have two sources, why not use that one over this one? Chiddushu, M'chiddush Dogamino. Zohar B'Shela is a such special Chiddush. The Chiddush makes it different. Now, what is this chiddush for Zohar B'Shela? So Rashi says, chiddushu, the lechatchila heter levato oisur. That Torah creates lechatchila a situation of bittul.
Is this in, and we're assisting in this in Min B'Mino?
In Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino is bittul. That's one chiddush. But maybe that should be a standard that it's always batal, so it wouldn't be such a chiddush anymore. And Dama Pon, Dama Sar would be a special chumrah. But otherwise, Min B'Mino batal would be the standard rule. So he says no. Zohar B'Shela has an incredible leniency which we never saw anyplace else. What is this big chiddush, this big leniency that it has? It has a leniency that you can be mevatel and isser lechatchila. I can go and create a bittul. Now, this Rashi is, which is not really my focus at this point, but this Rashi is saying that in general, across the boards, there is an issa deraisa to create bittul. In other words, midaraisa, the rules of bittul only work ex post facto, bidyeved. If it so happens that without anybody planning it, issa mixed into heter, so then under certain circumstances, the Torah is mater, mevatel, the issa, and the heter. But a person is not allowed to manipulate these rules to his advantage consciously and create a taroves with bittul. He's not allowed to do that because ein mevatlim iser lechatchila.
Where does it say that?
That's exactly the question. How did Rashi know there is such an iser to mevatlim lechatchila? And that the Gemara is saying is a special chiddush in Zohar B'Sheila that the Torah allows one mevatlim iser lechatchila. This is Rashi's chat in the Gemara. Where the source for the iser deraisa is. It's not clear. Where is there a source for an issa deraisa levatel issa lechatchila? That's not clear. But it's even though it's very interesting, is that this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara here, that Zohar B'Sheila has a chiddush that in this case of Zohar B'Sheila, the Torah allowed one to create the taroves, which will be mevatel the issa lechatchila, because the Torah goes out and says, go ahead and cook it. Cook that zroa with the ayil and create the taroves and create the, what obviously is the good of bittul, so people can eat it. Normally we wouldn't allow it because ein mevatlim iser lechatchila deraisa. Now, this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. This is known as the sheet of the Ravid. It's very strange. I don't exactly know how this happened, but in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Nosei Kalim, and in the Poskim, it's known as the sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid is the one who said, Ein mevatlim iser lechatchila as a din deraisa. And the chiddush of Zohar B'Sheila is that you violate this din deraisa to cook the Zohar B'Sheila. Now, many, Rashi, though, it was a very important Rishon, Rashi agrees with the Ravid, that there is an iser deraisa of Ein mevatlim in general, Ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. But Zohar B'Sheila is a chiddush that you're allowed to do that.
Maybe from the fact that it's a chiddush in the Torah that you could, in all other cases, it's mashma, that it's also mitzvah. If the chiddush is from itself,
no,
the Torah tells us the chiddush.
It's a question of what comes first, the chicken or the egg. The Gemara is saying, the chiddush here is that you're doing something Zohar B'Sheila which you otherwise are not allowed to do. That's a special chiddush, and that's why you wouldn't be able to use it as a source. You can close that window. You wouldn't be able to use it as a source that min b'mino being bottled, because it's a very, very lenient area. Since it's, and why is it so lenient? Because of the some chiddush. Rashi says the chiddush is normally ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. Here you are mevatlim iser lechatchila, but you have to, where did Rashi, and the Ravid says the same thing. Where did they, but this cannot be the source for a mevatlim iser lechatchila. If anything, this is a source that you are mevatlim iser lechatchila. There has to be another source in the Torah that a mevatlim iser lechatchila. But the other Rishonim say, we don't know where that source is. Where did Rashi and the Ravid know that there's such an iser deraisa? There's a Ran here in the back who argues with the Rashi on page 70 in the back. You can take a look. And the Rif in the back, page 70, the Ran. Says in the first fat line, He says another pshat. Tirtzu b'taisvus. You have the Ran. Tirtzu b'taisvus. Page 70 in the Rif. Lamed Heyman Beis. Lamed Heyman Beis. Tirtzu b'taisvus. What page is it by you? Lamed Heyman Beis. Tirtzu b'taisvus. And then the left, the guy says, we don't have this Tosfos. The whole that this pshat that Rashi and the Ravid said that the heter of Zohar B'Sheila is that in Mavadla and Nisla Chathila, we don't accept that. That's not a special dispensation. There is no issur at all in the Torah in this regard. You don't have any problem at all, Tosfos says, with the Raisa of manipulating the pots and pans and the foods and being mavatli suim. You can do it if you want. There's no problem with the raisim. The chol isur shebeteira mit the raisim mavatli mosle chatkila. The fact is, Tosfos says, you can take any isur in the Torah and be mavatli it. You can go right away and use the laws of bittul according to the Torah and create a recipe which has isur in it, but it's bittul. It's not a problem. So what? I mean, the Zohar B'Sheila Chiddushu. So why does the Gemara mean it's the Chiddush? What is the big Chiddush in Zohar B'Sheila, which otherwise you don't know? Ain Chiddush a Shemutah Levatoi. It's not a Chiddush you can make a bittul. El a Shemitzvah Levatoi. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Torah wants you to be Levatel, the flavor of the Zohar, in the ayah. It's a mitzvah to cook it. The Gemara called Tanoim.
It's a mitzvah
to cook it together in one pot. You have to do it that way. Now, why should you have to do it that way? Apparently, the Torah wants you to be mevatel the time of the Zroah and the ayah.
What's the big deal? It's mutter anyway.
It's mutter to do. Mitzvah to do it. That's a chiddush.
So, in other words, no, bittul of time is the chiddush of this pasuk. Bittul of time in general. But he's saying more.
First of all, it's min b'mino. So, bittul, yes, this is a source for the din of bittul. That's correct. This is a source for the din of bittul. But the Gemara is saying, but there's another chiddush. There's another chiddush because the Gemara is grappling. Do I say min b'mino bittul, min b'mino lo bittul? So there's another chiddush over here. What's this extra chiddush? Rashi and Rai would say, usually it's asur levatel. You're not allowed to manipulate the Torah, would not allow a person normally to manipulate Tarovis to create a bittul. There's a Nisa Deraisa. So Tosfos says there's no such a Nisa Deraisa, but that the Torah should create a recipe. This is a recipe, the Chumash says, to cook it this way. And you have to cook it in such a way to create a bittul, that's a chiddush. Ma she'en ken v'shari sum she'betorah she'en mitzvah levatam lechatchila. That's what Tosfos says. We skip a line. Avol haRavid, he continues with the Ravid. It's known in the name of the Ravid. Avol haRavid kosav beIsa Mashu Shlo in his book Isa Mashu, the Midukar leLezoy b'Sheila Chiddush Shema Mina Demai Davin and Ein Mevatam Isa LeChatchila Deraisim. That's a deraisim. Okay.
This is the Ravid on the Rambam.
No, the Rabbi has another book about, called Isser Mashu. He discusses the laws of Tarobas. We have it. It's a very nice book. If I had more time, I would study with you the Rabbi's book, Isser Mashu. It's printed. If you're in the kollel, learning in the afternoon, you should study the Rabbi's book, Isser Mashu.
It's the same Rabbi as.
The same Rabbi as the Rabbi on the Rambam, but it's a separate book.
No, but there's multiple Rabbis.
Yeah, but this is the same right. Okay. Okay, there's a discussion here in the Ran about this question of being a Ba'alus Lechatchila, so I don't want to go into it right now. So, but there's a machlokas. Okay, back into the Gemara. The truth of the matter is that the Rashi and the Ravid are a little bit, they're not the mainstream. The mainstream psak is that the Issa Bittul Lechatchila is an Issa Drabbanon. There's no Issa Deraisa. It is a little hard to digest in this case, right, and this is the Raisa, the Drashi, in general. Draw the Shayla, the Torah says you can do it, but to say that in general is an Issa, the Torah created the system of Pitzel. Whatever the situation is, with time, whatever, there's no time in Bemino, Pitzel. So if someone wants to manipulate his recipes, his kitchen, to use trace ingredients in his cooking and base it on the halacha of Bittul Daraisa, and why would there be an Issa Daraisa to do this according to Rashi and the Ravid? I mean, what's wrong? You know, from the Baal Amar says, if someone doesn't want to use the laws of Bittul once they are operating, he's not the chorus. If I get food and there's a trace ingredient in there, and whatever, it was not done for mazer, it happened by mistake, or a guy put it in there. And if I say, I don't want to eat it, I'm an apikoros, because the Torah says it's mutter, I can't be more from than I live upon the shalom. Because the Torah said things are asa, and these things are mutter, so I cannot be that. But still, to manipulate the rules, and to my advantage, that Rashi and the Rai would say, the Torah doesn't want you to do this nisa.
I could hear it by
Basa B'chalov, because Basa B'chalov, the Torah doesn't allow you to cook it in the first place.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, but talking about this other Isurim. All Isurim, Rashi and I would say, you're not allowed to create a Bittul Daraisa. But it's a difficult idea. But in any event, that's what they say. But it fits better into the Gemara, because the Pshat of the Tosfos, the other Pshat, which the Ran quotes, that the Daraisa, you're certainly allowed to manipulate your kitchen the way you want it and do it. So what's the Chiddush of Zohar B'Sheila? So the Torah says to do it, you're allowed to do it. The Torah makes it a mitzvah to mix the Zohar with the aisle to create a bittul. The Torah makes it a mitzvah to cook it that way. That's a Chiddush. That's also a Shver Pshat, because if I'm allowed to do it with the Daraisa, so the Torah says do it, so what's so... And the Torah says a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah to cook it a certain way in the same pot. You have to cook the aisle with the zroa in one pot. That's the mitzvah. So what? So why is it such a chiddush? If it's mutter, it's mutter. It's a chiddush. It's a very, I don't know, it's a chiddush kind of a gemara here. That even though it's mutter, but still, it's something that you have to feel a little bit awkward. There's some kind of unease that we're somehow putting trave stuff into our food, being relying on it. It's a mitzvah to do it. That's a chiddush. The Torah says such a chiddush to do such a thing. Look, what can I say?
If you're not allowed, if it's not on time, then it's going to be us that it's
not doing right.
So then what's the point?
The point is, you're doing it where there's no nice in time. You're doing this without time. It's a min b'mino. It's bottle of grape.
Well, you both have your zerba, like Rashi.
This is a min b'mino. Zor b'shaz min b'mino. There's no time. It's bottle of grape. But that you can create this bittul l'chadchila, that's the chiddush that the Gemara says.
I'm saying, so, this whole idea of being mevatel b'mino l'chadchila, it's only going to be bottle if I can't taste it.
Right.
If I can't taste it, then what did I put it in for?
I don't know, you're a cook, guy. You know the rules of being a chef. This is not a shiur about the rules of being a chef. Chefs put lots of things into their foods that you don't taste.
You end up putting it to balance out another flavor.
But that's not. It's not a cooking class. We don't want to turn your day into cooking class. So, talk to your local chef. Things like this, I once was offered by one of the major kashrus organizations to become the Rav HaMachshir. So this was really like the main issue that they wanted to know about me. They were testing me to see how I would do. So he gave me a couple of situations. So all those situations he gave me involved being mevatlis of a chadchila, that there was going to be a trace ingredient in the food, which was getting the heksher of treif. So basically boiled down to this question of being mevatlas lechatchila. But the thing was that in these cases, the goyim, these were goyish plants. They were in Thailand or wherever they were. They're creating a concoction for the world. No, there is a Jewish market which buys this stuff and whatever, they use it. But so the trade ingredient is a mashu, it's bottle in the road. And it's not being done for Jews. So it's being done by goyim. It's a goyish thing. But the Jews are being, the rabbi goes in and he checks everything out and he knows that there's this minor ingredient and he knows that it's bottle. So I felt uneasy with it because, of course, api halacha, it's mutter because the issa, whether it's a deraisa or a drabanan, issa is only for a Jew to do it. There's no issa for goyim to do it. The goy can manipulate his recipes, and if I, as a Jew, come after the fact and I want to enjoy this food that he made, if it's kosher, it's kosher. Otherwise, like the Baal HaMor says, I'm an apokoros, I don't want to eat it. But I said to the owners of the hechsher, the people running the hashgacha, I said to them, I know it's mutter. But the thing is, are we going to tell the consuming public that this is what's in there? Are we going to tell the Jew in Borough Park who's buying this piece of cake that the emulsifier, chvesvos, in the cake, the sugar in the cake, comes from Thailand, and in there there's a trace ingredient of chazer. Well, in there there's a little bit of a sheretz. But of course, no one tastes it. He says, of course we're not going to tell them. If we tell them, they wouldn't buy it. No Jew in Borough Park's going to buy something Tom. 0.001% of the cake is juice of a beetle. Well, 0.001% of the cake is a drop of lard. You're not going to want to buy it because he doesn't want it, even though it's mutter.
So
I said, I feel that it's not ethical to sell things to people who think that it's 100% kosher, meaning 100% kosher ingredients, when the fact is that, let's say, 0.1% of the ingredients is not kosher. But it's bottled. I don't think it's ethical to give a heksha what a person doesn't know. So he said, then I can't be the rabbi for the operation that's going on all the time. So that's the way it is. So anyway, I also didn't want the job. It was mutual. We both agreed that I'm not for this kind of a job. But that's, you should know that unless you yourself are cooking your own food, if you buy from a package, you should know that the dinim of taroves and bittul are working. You are relying. Definitely, if you have in your cupboard, like I have in my cupboard, I'm not going to claim I'm better, but if you have in your cupboard, 50 items, every item is full of ingredients with achshayim, this organization. In those things, there's going to be a little treif. Someplace there is, and it's bottle. And you don't taste it. It's bottle mamish. It's bottle mamish. You say you don't want to eat it, makes you an apokoros. Because how can you go against the rules of bitter? So that's it. So they should know. But don't think that you never swallowed any treif in your life. If you, anytime you're working with achshayim, it has to be. Because there's just so many ingredients which go into these different concoctions that we eat, and it's coming from goyish places all around the world, and the goyim, they're certainly not concerned, but but definitely the hechsher is, he's making sure that there's no flavor, and it's bottled b'shisha, bottled b'meya, bottled b'elef. He's making sure, the rabbi, that it's like a bottle. So when you buy it, you don't have a problem. And aim of atom is nechachila doesn't apply to you because you're not the one that's being mevatel. The goyim did it, so they don't have a problem. They don't have a mitzvah lelevatas lechadchila.
This is God.
Yes, and this is for the person who creates such a thing. You know, whether it's a nisa deraisa like the rabbi, a nisa drabanan, it's only for the person who creates it, if he's Jewish. And then there's this discussion here in the Rambam, which I'm not going into now. If, let's say, Reuven creates a bittul for Shimon, can Shimon eat it if Reuven cooked it for Shimon? In other words, let's say some Jew in his kitchen is cooking with treif, with bittul, but not for himself. He's cooking it for Shimon. if Shimon sits down and eats the meal, would he be embroiled in the yisur of Ein Mevatlim yisur v'chatchila because it was dark for him? That's a shayla that we shine.
Well, Kuli Alam Shimon
would
question everybody else, though.
Huh?
Or Kuli Alam Shimon would not be able to question everybody else, though.
The cook himself has a nisur, but if he's cooking for somebody else who benefits from that bitul, is the fact that he's benefiting from the bitul somehow get him involved in the process of the bitul? The Rav once gave a shir about this, and the Rav said that really, this is a philosophical almost question, but the Rav said like this, you know, there was once a philosophical question which the guy asked, if a flower is very beautiful, but no one ever sees it, is it really beautiful? So, things like this. Let's say a dog would mix tray food into kosher food. And it's bottled because it don't, there's no flavor. And then the dog eats it. Did the dog eat kosher and tray, or did he eat only kosher? Was bitzel created in the Torah for dogs? What do you say?
Rabbi, if you're using
that
Torah to create
halacha
for dogs,
if a dog mixed
treif into kosher somehow, and then it's bottle, there's no flavor, it's 1,000 to 1, it's bottle. Then the dog eats it. I want to ask a question. Did my dog eat treif or not?
It has to do with the metzias or bittel question, because if it's a sheer bittel in halacha, and the metzias it's there, then since halacha doesn't apply to the dog, so then he did eat tray.
But
if it's gone, then even for the dog it didn't eat.
Good, very good. You gave a good teretz. Depends how you understand bittel. If bittel is a halachic heter, so why should the dog create a term for dogs? The dog not get a tray. But if it's a metzias that the thing mamish disappears off the planet, it just goes poof, it just disappears, it doesn't exist. So, because it's such a minor trace ingredient, so the dog also doesn't exist for the dog either. So, correct. So, which way do you think Rabbi Soloveitchik, tended to? Which option do you think he chose?
He said that the dog ate tray.
Right. He got it on the head. Rabbi Soloveitchik said the dog ate tray, because bittul is a halachic process, and it only exists for Jews. It doesn't exist for dogs. And he said another chiddush. He doesn't think it exists for goyim either. So if a goy mixes the treif into the kosher,
it's
not really batel until a Jew eats it. When a Jew eats it, it becomes batel. So if the goy would eat it, the Rav said he would be eating treif because the Torah didn't create the halachas of bittel for goyim. Okay, halachas of bittul for Jews. So now, what did the Rav now say? So then he said like this: if there's a din of ein mevatel misal lechatchila, you're not allowed to be mevatel and misal lechatchila. So let's say Reuven, a Jewish cook, mixed treif into kosher, and he did it because he's serving Shimon. So the fact that he's serving Shimon is part of the bittul process. Because if Reuven would be cooking this for his dog and serving the dog, let's say he's a cook, but he's a cook for animals. So he's cooking some trade food, kosher food, with a bittul situation, he's serving it to a dog. And we'll say that there's no bittul for a dog. So the fact that the Jewish cook was the chef for this dog, it's a dog hotel. The dogs are coming to a good meal. And there's a chef, so he cooks for dogs. So, by the way, probably an incredible business. I don't know why they didn't open up in America. If you could open up a restaurant for animals, you could probably make a fortune.
They have hotels
for animals.
Central Park, good.
Very good. So Bokshan, the guy figured it out before. So let's say it was a Jewish cook. He was cooking for dogs, and he cooked, treif, and made, so there's no bittul. Because we said that there's no bittul for animals. Even as a Jewish cook. So if a Jewish cook, Reuven, is cooking for Shimon, what makes the bittul happen, the fact that Shimon will eat it. So if Shimon won't eat it, if it'll be served to a dog, it's not going to be bittul. If it'll be served to a guy, it also won't be bittul. Goyim don't have to have bittul. Goyim can eat treif. The Torah is not creating a bittul for goyim. Only so the Jewish consumer of this taroves is involved in the bittul. So that's why the Rav said it would make sense that ein mevatlim issa lechatchila issa for the cook as well as the consumer. So if the cook had in his mind he's cooking for Shimon, Shimon should not be able to eat it. Because Shimon's eating it is part of the bittul which Reuven manipulated. So Reuven has embroiled, even though Shimon is passive, Shimon had nothing to do with actively cooking it and making the mixture. But because Shimon is the consumer, which is a necessary element in the bittul process, so that would make Reuven's actions connect to Shimon. Shimon shouldn't eat it. It would mean that if Shimon eats it, he's helping the bittul of Reuven. And you're not allowed to do that, the chatchila. That was the Rav's thing. It's an interesting discussion. Yes?
How do you understand the idea that you need the idea
of the tarobos
for
it
to work?
Yeah, the Jewish, the idea of a Jew. If a Jew knows about it, then there's a tarobos. If a Jew does not know about it, then there's no tarobos.
No, I'm saying, but like, for example, take any OU pastor, and the person eating the entomans donut doesn't know that there's some beetle juice or any random trace element.
The mashgiach, the mashgiach knows.
So no.
Knowledge is knowledge. That makes the tarovas activate the rules of taroves just through the knowledge. But certainly even without knowledge, if he mamish swallows it, so that's for sure going to create the rules of taroves that there'll be bittul. But the din of yediyah means that the din of the yediyah, it's a little premature, we're not into that discussion, but the din of yediyah is a taroves, that the knowledge of the taroves is an element in making the taroves activate and kick in with the rule of bittul, means that's sufficient, even though no one ate yet. But certainly, if someone eats, it's certainly going to make the rules of tarobas kick in.
Well, I was eating tray.
No, it's not that. Like, there's no time. It's bittul. It's bittul.
But that's not bittul until you know that there's a mixture.
That's without eating. That's without eating it. But once you do eat it, then it's bittul as you're eating it. The idea of the idea means that a tarovas has to be relevant. It's basically what this Rav is saying here, is that there's no bittul for animals, there's no bittul for goyim. In order for the Torah to make bittul, the situation has to be relevant to somebody who has a problem with treif. So someone has a problem with treif, if it's in a mixture, it's relevant to him, there's a Torah creates bittul. But when does it become relevant? Either he eats it, of course it's relevant. Or even if he didn't eat it, he found out about it, and he's Jewish, so he's concerned about this. So that also makes the bittul. But the idea is only necessary without achila. Once you have achila, then it's a tarobus right away. It's a guy ate it, it's a very important question. Okay, anyway, this was a little bit of detour. So the Gemara said that the chiddush, it's such a chiddush, Zohar B'Sheil is such a big chiddush that you can't use it as the source that min b'mino is bottle. We have to rather go to Rabbi Yehuda's idea that min b'mino, the other source, dama par dama, so min b'mino is not bottle. Zohar B'Sheil is a special leniency. So how can we use Zohar B'Sheila for Meir B'Samach? This is not, I can't use Zohar B'Sheila to tell me a leniency, because it's a very, very lenient area of Torah, which allows Bittul HaChatchila, so therefore it's very lenient. But Zohar B'Sheila, with the whole leniency of Zohar B'Sheila, we still require a 60 or a 100. That's a chumrah, because without Zohar B'Sheila, I would have said, Rov creates Bittul. So I'm using Zohar B'Sheila to create a chumrah, that instead of Rov, I need a shishim and a meir. Good, it's a very lenient area, but I'm learning a chumrah from it. That you can do. You can't learn a leniency from Zohar B'Sheila, but you can certainly learn a chumrah. So that's the first shot. Rav Omar, lo nisacha ela l'tam ki'ika. There's a special leniency here about tam ki'ika. The Bekotchim Aser, Kamashlon, the Hachishari. There's a special leniency, Zohar B'Sheila. The Bekotchim, it's Aser tam ki'ika, and here it's Mutti. The Ligma Minei. So, if there's such a leniency, why not use that for the whole Torah? That there's no time kika. Galarach mana gabachatos. Koshik of Shoah Yigdosh. Lias Kamoa. Shimsu look to Pasad and share it to Achel Kachomashabah. The Kachatos, if it touches something else, creates a time of Leah, which is so. You have to follow the rule of the Kachatos. So we see Pasad that there is a time kika. My chazita, the Gemina Meher, and Mahai. Why not use Zohar B'Sheila to tell me that there's no tam kika? Chiddushu. Chiddush like a mina, it has a special chiddush of Isla Chathila. Achal Meir B'Shishin, I'm the Ligma, so why are you using it for Meir B'Shishin? Hatan, I'm a kula gamina. That's not a kula. L'chumma gamina, I'm going l'chumma. The Medaraisa B'Ruba Batu. Medaraisa B'Ruba Batu. But Zohar B'Sheila teaches me Shishin U'Meir. Now, on the face of it, the Gemara really is incoherent. It's literally incoherent. The Gemara makes no sense. You can't translate this Gemara logically. It really is an incoherent. And I'm not going to list all the different problems. Because if you read the Gemara without the Rishonim, you don't know what the Gemara is talking about. So, there's a lot of Rishonim here. So today I want to just do Rashi. How does Rashi learn this Gemara? Rashi is probably the most difficult component of Rishon. It's very, very difficult. The Gemara is one of the most difficult Gemaras in Shas. It was a few lines, but it's a very, very difficult Gemara. So Rashi's guide is very difficult, but we'll try our best.
Can you just repeat the
problem,
just
before we get to Rashi? I'll just say a couple other problems in the Gemara. There are many, many problems. The Gemara says, the Gemara has this statement that's, on the one side, we're using Zohar B'Sheila to create a color Torah rule that Tarovas means Shishin or Mei. That's what Bakapara said. That's a good one. And on the other hand, we have a brisa that says Zohar B'Sheila is a special heter. Special heter. So, if it's a special heter, how does it create a rule for Kol HaTorah Kula? So the Gemara says it's creating a rule of a chumrah rule. To meet Shishim U'Mei, that's a chumrah. So if I say something which has a special heter, still has this chumrah, things which don't have this heter certainly have the chumrah. So we wind up that you can use Zohar B'Sheila as a basis of Shishin. Even though the heter of Zohar B'Sheila is a special leniency. So Gemara is very concerned, what is the special heter that Zohar B'Sheila has? Gemara says, as a heter of Tam Ki'ika, because you have a pasuk in Chatos, that if you cook with a Chatos, Kolash Yigam of Sara Yigdosh, any other carbon which touches the hat chatos, gets the kedusha of the chatos. It means the chatos gave off a bliya. some secretion into this other thing, into, let's say, the shlamim. So the shlamim is the layer from the chatos. You have to follow the rule of the chatos. Zohar b'sheila doesn't have that rule of the chatos. It doesn't have the rule of the chatos. And the Gemara says what's missing in Zohar b'sheila, and what is the chatos rule? Tam ki'ika. The Gemara calls this tam ki'ika. At the face of it, that's what it is. You cook with the chatos. And the chatos, kol ha'shikah b'fsor yigdash, so chatos, it was hot chatos. The hot chatos touched hot shlamim. The chatos is more chumah than shlamim. The chatos is kodesh kedoshim. The chatos is only one day, one night you have to eat it. Shlamim has 2 days. The chatos you have to eat in the base of Mikdash. Shlamim you can eat the whole city of Yerushalayim. So,
chatos anyone can eat, or?
No, only Kohanim. Only Kohanim can eat the chatos, and shlamim can be eaten by Zarim. So chatos is more called kodesh kedoshim, a very super kadosh, and shlamim is kachim kalim, a light kedusha. So if the tam of the chatos gets into the shlamim has tam chatos or beli of chatos, you have to give it more kedusha, you have to be machmir. So that's the rule of tam ki ikar in kachim. Zohar b'sheila has a leniency. The Gemara says, Rava said, that it doesn't follow the rule of chatos. It does not follow the rule of chatos.
In terms of what?
It doesn't have this tam ki ikar rule. But on the other hand, it needs shishim. So the fact that it needs shishim, I now learn the Chol HaTorah Kula, where there is a tam ki ikar, that tam ki ikar is bottled with shishim. The Zohar B'sheila itself doesn't have the rule of tam ki ikar. It's incoherent. The whole rule of shishim is to remove time. What's the whole point of shishim? What's the whole rule of shishim till now? We've spent already a month discussing Tarovas. According to Tosfos, mainstream Rishonim and Halacha, what's the point of having a shishim in a pot? To remove the time. Min b'shem amino, you have a time. You put shishim there, heter, you're not going to have time. Zohar b'sheila was saying here, needs a shishim. And because Zohar b'sheila needs a shishim to be matir, the zroa, secretion into the aisle, the Torah requires a shishim. And that shishim is the basis of shishim b'chol ha'Torah kula. Bakapar said, I use Zohar b'sheila as the model that b'chol ha'Torah kula, whenever there's a taroves of issa with heter, you use shishim and it's mutter. So treif chazir, treif basa b'cholav, whatever it is, I mix it, b'shishim heter, it got mixed by itself, it was a mistake, it got mixed by itself, Goyim did it, so it's bottle, because there's no flavor, tam is bottle. So the whole din of shishim is to remove tam. And the source is Zohar b'sheila, according to Ba'akapara. So Rav is saying, but if Zohar b'sheila itself, he's saying there's no tam ki'ika. It's against the rule of chatos. Chatos, there is a din of tam ki'ika. Zohar b'sheila does not have tam ki'ika. So, but you have a shishim. The whole shishim is to get rid of the tam ki'ika. So it's basically incoherent, the Gemara. The Gemara saying is, Zohar b'sheila is mutter, it's a special chiddush, it does not have any problem with tam ki'ika. Ordinarily, you should have had a tam ki'ika problem, like a chatos. But there's a special chiddush of the Torah that in Zohar b'sheila there's a tam there, but I don't care about the time. It's mutter anyway. Then it can't be a basis of shishim. The whole point of shishim is to get rid of a time ki'ika situation, which is Sa'akim Bakapur now say that it is a basis of shishim. There's an inconsistency in what Rav is saying. He's saying Zohar b'sheila doesn't have the rule of time ki'ika. It's a special chiddush. So I don't care if you do taste this roe in the aisle. Cook it and taste it. Who cares? The Torah made a chiddush that a Zohar b'sheila is mutter. Without, and the rule of tam ki'ika doesn't apply. It's against the rule of chatos. So then how can the Gemara then turn around and say this is the basis of shishim, and b'chol ha'Torah kula, that because there's a shishim in the aisle, that's matter the secretions of the Zohar. And therefore I know b'chol ha'Torah kula, that shishim removes flavors. Fine, but that doesn't have to do with Rava. Rava said there's no tam ki'ika. So it's basically extremely, extremely difficult. Very, very difficult. because it doesn't make any sense. Rav Amar Lo Nitzcha, read it again. Rav Amar Lo Nitzcha El Atam Ki Ika. The Bekotshim Asur Kamash Malon, the Hachashari. The Ligma Minei, let us completely cut out Tam Ki Ika because of Zor B'Sheila that we can't do, because Goli Rachman Aga Bechatos. Kol Yishik Vesor Yigdosh, Liyas Kamoa Shem Psula Tipasel, and Kshay Tachlo Kamash Malon. Chatos teach me there is Tam Ki Ika. Umaychas the gemina meheich like mahai chidushim chidushan gemina. Zor b'shelah is a chidush of mevanas lechatchila, so it can't be his basis. Nachal mei b'shishim naim al ligma ad lekula gemina lechuma gemina. The midraisa b'roiv batul. So you say you need shishim, but you don't need shishim. There's no time kikur in machlawat and zor b'shelah. You can't have it both ways. Rav is saying zor b'shelah there's no time kikur, but you need shishim. So, the fact that there's no Tam Kika, that I'm not going to use that. That's a big chiddush that we're not going to use. But the din of shisha we do use. If you don't have Tam Kika, why do you need shisha? Why do you need shisha? What's going on over here? The whole thing is, what's going on over here? Why do you need shisha if there's no Tam Kika? Why do I need shisha in Zohar B'Sheila? And if you do have a shisha, which is Tam Kika now, the Chalot Torah Kula, I learned that shisha removes Tam. But you just said Zohar B'Sheila doesn't have a din of Tam. It's a very, 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 very difficult. Very difficult. So there's a long Rashi. Rashi itself is going to take, I don't know. So first, let me, I'll talk the Rashi out, and then we'll read it inside. Rashi is very, very, very complicated. Rashi has another problem here also. Rashi has another problem which makes him go off on a certain road. Rava, read, look at Rava again. Rava Omar, lo nisacha letam ki ika. The bekotshim asu, kamash malon, the hachashari. Tam ki ika, Rava says, is asu and kotshim. Zohar b'sheila, even though it is kotshim, Zohar b'sheila is kotshim, cooking a carpet. Here the Torah is not there, the problem of the tam. That's a special leniency. But why did Rava say Kachim Asa? Tam Kika, we're talking about, we're using Zohar B'Sheila to tell me dinim about Nevel and Chelev and Basa B'Chola. We're learning the din of Shishim for Tam Kika, L'Chola Tarakula. That Zohar B'Sheila needs Shishim, Mabatel, the Zohar's secretions into the aisle. So L'Chola Tarakula, if Issa gives a flavor to Hatha, you use Shishim. So why are you saying Kachim Asa? If there's no shishim, Tam Kika is us always. That's Rashi has this problem. Why did Rava say B'kotchim Asa? So Rashi, and then Rashi has another problem. At the end of Rava's the back and forth, Rava says at the very end, Anam l'kula gamina, l'chumra kagamina. We're learning a chumra, you need a shishim. The midraisa beruba bottle. Midraisa beruba bottle. And you need a shishim. What are you talking about? We're talking about there's a tam. Tam. Tam is not bottle beruv. Tam is bottle beshishim. So how can you say midraisa beruba bottle and we have a chumra of shishim? No, but that midraisa bottle is also something which is incoherent. There is no such a thing as midraisa beruba bottle if you have tam.
It's the same thing as the Abaye, was it?
But we're learning out from min v'sheinu mina. We're using zor b'sheila, batapara is using. The Gemara's question is, my chaz is the gamina mehech ligma mehai. How do you make such a limud? Chidush lo gamina. Hachem mehe v'shishim nami lo ligma, then din of mehe v'shishim. It's min v'sheinu mina. Batapara use zor b'sheila is min v'mina. But the Gemara is using Zohar B'Sheila, which is a min b'mino, to get a shishim, and that's the basis that everything, even min b'she'en o'mino, needs a shishim. That's what we read the Tosfos yesterday, that the Gemara is jumping from a min b'mino, Zohar B'Sheila case, to kol Torah kula min b'she'en o'mino. So what if the Gemara is talking about this last question? Meir b'shishim nami lo ligma, how can I learn out shishim? So the answer is, l'chumra, it's a chumra. Because midraisa, beroiv batel. We're talking about min b'shem amino is not possible below. Min b'shem amino tam kik and deraisa.
You don't need shishim to get rid of the tam. You can get rid of the tam at 20 or 10.
Right, so what does it mean with the deraisa?
The chumra is needing 60 to get rid of the tam deraisa, as opposed to just doing 10 or 5 or 20.
So what is the deraisa below bottom? What does it mean with the deraisa below bottom?
Yeah, but nothing that you can get bottom.
Why should have said, but the rice of bottle can shalek a tam. Why says, but the rice of below the bottle, just 51%. We're talking about Kolot Torah Kula here. This last question of the Gemara. Meya v'shishim nami lo ligma. How do you learn out shishim? At l'kula gamina chumam gamina. What am I learning out? Kolot Torah Kula. I'm learning out min b'shein omino. Min b'shein omino is not a bottle below, it's bottle b'shishim, or low time. You might be the rice of below bottle, and you need a shishim. So it's often very difficult. Rashi is bothered by that too. The last three words of the Gemara.
Why is that a problem with the
Bayi
also?
No, that's talking about min b'mino. The loch of min b'mino.
Why is also learning from shishim, from Zorah Shul to min b'shishim,
to min b'shishim. No, there you can read, but the rice of below bottle, mit der weiße Bube Bato. Min. Okay. Okay, but the problem is more obvious than rubber. So the thing is, so Rashi, because of his special problems, why is it must say Kachin, what's the mean at the end? So Rashi says something which all the Rishonim jump. But rubber. Rav is very important. Rav, you always pass him like Rav. Abai of a Rav, halacha k'Rav. Rav is one of the last Amoraim, and you always pass him like him, almost always, except for a few cases. So Rav, so Rashi interprets Rav a certain way. It's la halacha. That's why this Rashi is very, very critical. So we shine jump. Rashi reads the Gemara that Rav's opinion is. There's no tam ki'ikar except in kachin.
The writer.
In other words, if you get away from kachin. Chazir, bas b'chol, I don't know, I can you say that? That certainly didn't have tam ki'ikar, the writer. But let's say chazir, nevela, other isurim, except kachin and bas b'chol. Of course, bas b'chol, the Torah says it's tam. You cook bas b'chol. But you cook chazir, min b'shein omino, mit the raisa, in a pot, and you taste it, that's what the Gemara says, mit the raisa beruba bottle, mit the raisa it's bottle beruba. There's no tam kika mit the raisa. Where is the tam kika the raisa? In kachin, from the pasuk of chatos.
Regular
kabanos, if you have a tam of a chatos, tam of a shlomim, there you have it, there's a kasuv. That there's a din of tam, but if you cook nevela and you put nevela and flavor into your chvase chicken soup, so fine, with the rice so you can taste it, there's no problem, it's bottle below. That's what the Gemara means. Kachim must, tam ki ikah, but kachim must. And then it must says at the end, with the rice above the bottle. And what's Zohar b'sheila? The Xeris HaKosim of Zohar B'Sheila is that it's, you treat Zohar B'Sheila as if it was not kachim. The Torah says cook the Zohar B'Sheila with the ayil. There's going to be a secretion from the Zohar into the ayil. Now, if we follow the regular rules of kachim, you would say, Tam Kika Deraisa, there's a problem here, there's a bliya. Kolosh Yigah B'Chatos Yigdosh. So this, the Chiddush is that in Zohar B'Sheila, you say Tam Ki'ikar is Mutter. You make believe it's not Kachin. This is just half the way. We're not finished yet. The question is, what are you doing with the Shishim? The Gemara says Zohar B'Sheila needs a Shishim. And the Gemara is coming up with a Shishim for other Yisurim too. And Min B'Shem Amino. According to Rashi, not dealing with any yisur at all because time is not usur. So what are we coming up? So therefore Rashi comes up with his other chiddush, which we spoke about already a few times, that there's a new din of shishim, not because of time. Zohar v'sheila, I don't have to worry about time. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Nevela, trefa, chazir, I cook it, min b'sheino mino, mit the rice, I can taste it. There's no problem of time. There's no din of time. The whole din of time, kika the rice, is only a din in kachin. But the Torah has a very paradoxical approach to the Zohar v'sheila. It says cook it with the ayil, which are giving off secretions. But meanwhile, there's a shishin. There is a shishin. So, there's a new din, according to, it's from Zohar v'sheila, there's a new din, not because of Tam Ki'ika. There is no Tam Ki'ika in Zohar v'sheila. Because Zohar v'sheila is like Nevei L'chazer, it doesn't have a rule of Kachin. It has the regular rule of Kol HaTorah Kul. That's the Chiddush of Zohar v'sheila. It doesn't have the rule of Chatos. Different than Chatos. It has a new din, that the secretions, you can taste them, not taste them, I don't care. Because there's no din of time. The Torah requires a shishim. Forget the time. There's no time. We don't care about time. You do taste it, you don't taste it, it's irrelevant. There's no time kikah except in kachim. And Zohar b'sheila was removed from the rules of kachim. Zohar b'sheila was given the rules of chulin. So therefore in chulin, nevela, treif, chazer, time, there's no time kikah deraisa. You can taste the tray food in the pot, and you can eat it, it's fine, it's bottled, but the rice is the roiv bottle. Roiv is mamata, all these suim in the pot. 51% it's mutter. Zohar b'sheila, but the Torah still said you should cook it in a way that creates a shishim. So there's a din deraisa of a new shear called shishim, not because of time, a special shear of shishim. Of mevatel, yad mevatel, whatever came out of the zroha. I taste it, I don't taste it. Something came out. You cooked it together with the ayil. Something moved from the zroah into the ayil. Some of the secretions moved in. It's a min b'mino. You certainly don't taste it. You need shishim. It's a new din. That, according to Rashi, it's a new din. Rabbis mean mechadash, a new din. That by kapara shishim is not to remove the tam, which is a problem of the raisa. Because according to Rashi, there is no din tam with the raisa. You need shishim as a special mevatel, with or without the tam.
But for
what? Whatever came out, the mamish. The mamish. There's a bittul of mamish.
So there's a bittul of mamish then?
Not because of tam.
Just the mamashim.
Was this a din deraisa?
And this a din deraisa. According to Rashi, it was a new din deraisa of bittul shishim, which has nothing to do with the rules of tam.
Right.
In other words, according to Rashi, it's an incredible chiddush. It's an incredible shita, which all the rishonim say this is something which is we cannot accept. But Rashi comes up with a completely new shita in the Gemara in Rava. Rava is the halacha probably because he's the final greatest amor of the final stage of the Talmud. Rava said this, and Rava said according to Rashi, Tam Kika, forget about it. We don't care about Tam. It's not a deraisa. The deraisa is a din of shishim. With or without Tam. So you always need shishim.
For
all tray foods. Min b'sheinu mino, min b'mino. It doesn't make a difference. Min b'mino, min b'sheinu mino. You need a shishim because if things are cooked together, whatever is mixing, it must turn into a minor trace mamish. The mamish, I'm not talking about tasting it. I'm saying something mixed with something else. That's a mamish. There is a mamish. In every tarovis, according to Rashi, forget time. You do taste, don't taste it, that's not a din deraisa. The taste is not a din deraisa. If it's not kachin, it's not a din deraisa. The din deraisa is, there's a mamish, something has mixed into a rove. And I would have said that the rice of a rove bottle. I would have said that the rice of rove is enough. Kamash malon zor b'sheila that to the battle the mamish you need shishim. Now once you have that shishim, you can taste it also. It's mutter with the rice. Shishim is you can taste it if you taste it. Good. So taste it with shishim. Shishim is a mati. Less than shishim, it's also even if you don't taste it. So new din of bittul called shishim. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Then it's very good. Then the Gemara is very good. The Gemara is talking a very big chumrah. that there's a new din of shishit for bitla of a mamish without a widow, without tam. Tam is completely not the din that we're focusing on, because tam kikah is only a special din in kodesh, not in zohar b'sheila, and not in chulin. In chulin, shishit min b'mino, min b'sheila mino. You need shishit. It's a din the rice.
According to Rashi, shishit has nothing to do with bitla tam.
No. It's a special matter of shisha.
Only here or in general?
In general, that's Bakapora's din. Bakapora learns out from Zohar B'Sheila, the Chazir, and the Vela, trade for everything needs a shisha. Not to get rid of tam, like Taisvis and all the Rishonim learn. According to Rashi, to be Mavatal the Mamish.
We're learning from Zohar B'Sheila, we're learning out from Zohar B'Sheila for the rest of the floor.
That's
right. Just sharp.
And we're not learning out dinim of how to get rid of tam. We're learning out how to be Mavatal a Mamish. I'm a vatal of mamish through a special shear called shisha. Or maya, the other opinion of Bakapar is maya. According to Rashi, there's no tam kika. There's basically a din of shisha. At least on the deraisa level. On the deraisa level. Now, if you have the shishin, let's say chazin or beva trefer, you have a shishin, and then there's going to be tam anyway after shishin, that'll be in the siddur rabbanan, according to Rashi. Because with the rice, I don't care about tam. I'm only concerned with the rice about shishin. If there'll be tam after shishin, there'll be in the siddur rabbanan. Not in the siddur rice. And if there's no tam less than shishin, let's say you have less than shishin and no tam, it'll be your siddur rice until you get shishin, because there's a mamish. The mamish needs bitul b'shishin. So according to Rashi, shishin is a din d'raisa, and tam is a din d'rabbanan.
That's the way it's
approached.
The contrast Rashi of the tam to the song shishin. I don't know if we'll get there.
Rashi Shita is, it's not the mainstream psak, but apparently it was very influential. It did influence certain poskim who picked up at least some of the approach of Rashi. Rashi Shita is that the din of tam is at the Rabbanon, the din of shishim is at the Raisa. And the din of shishim is not to remove the tam, but to revatal the mamish. Whatever gets out into the tarobas needs a bit of shish. And this is even min b'mino or min b'sheino.
So what does rov imply for us?
Huh?
So what
did Gemara mean? The Gemara meant with the rice of a rov bottle before you get to the xeris hakasav of shisha. The shisha supplants the rov. The Torah requires a super rov. What is that? The Torah requires for bittul mamish a super huge rov. Instead of 51%, 60-1.
In other words, Rashi, in other words, what about yavish b'yavish? Rashi would still agree.
Maybe yavish b'yavish, you would talk to say rov. But in a lach b'lach, with the raisa, you need a shishim. With the raisa, min b'mino, min b'sheino mino. And this has nothing to do with time. This is there's a custom of zohar b'sheino. Whenever the Gemara speaks about time, that's a din de rabbanan, according to Rashi. When the Gemara speaks about shishim, that's a din de raisa. So maybe the geshita. It fits into the words of the Gemara, but it turns Yeridea upside down. It turns everything we know upside down, because we, our whole mindset is focused on tam. Tam is a problem. And shishim is a very, very, very good estimate that there is no tam. That's how we approach Yeridea. But Rashi approaches Yeridea the exact opposite. Tam is not an issue d'raisa. Tam is only an issue d'rabbanan. The d'raisa issue is to get a super roll of shishim.
Bits of a
right. Now, the problem with Rashi is, now this is a very simple problem, it's not a very deep problem, is that according to Rashi, Rava contradicts himself. Because if Rava says this over here on Tzadik Chesam and Beis, that really there's no problem of Tam Kika Deraisa, only with Rabbanu. And Shishim is the main requirement Deraisa for being Mavatal to the Mamish. What did Rava say back on Tzadik Zion and the Dalit? The last line of the Gemara, Tzadik Zion and the Dalit. The Gemara quotes Rava, Omer Rava. Tzadik Zion and the Dalit. Omer Rava. Omer Rabbanu B'tama. Rama Rabbanu B'kfeila. Rama Rabbanu B'shishim. Think of min b'shem, min b'tehetera, b'tama. Yisura b'kfeila. Min b'mina, like a maker b'tama. Min b'shem, min b'yisura, like a kfeila b'shishim. That's the most mamish to reverse. There the Rava says that if you know there's no time, it's mamish mutter. You don't need shishim. If I know something doesn't have time, let's say it's a question of chuma, so a kohen can taste it. So then, or you take a guy, you should cook to taste it, so you know there's no time. So there's a steer. Rava here and Rava there. It's not just a steer. According to Rashi, it's a big time. Okay, Rotai, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this tomorrow with the Rashi, and then get into the Tosfos. Very hard tomorrow.